Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, what is al-araya? Scholars differ in the origin of it. One interpretation would be that an owner of a farm of palm trees would give charity to the poor. So I would come and say, Akhi, come. You see this particular palm tree? Dates, the ripe dates are yours. You can come and collect and eat from them as you wish. So the man comes every day and take like half a kilogram and goes. Every single day in the morning, in the afternoon. Now he's bothering me. I'm the owner of the farm, but he's coming every single time and knocking the door. I tell my family, go and hide in the house. And he's bothering me now. So Islam gave me the permission to buy it from him with dry dates, because the man says, no, I can collect dry dates for this. The other way of looking at it, as scholars say, would be that a person in need. I'm a needy person, and I wish I can get these ripe dates. They're much sweeter, they're full of water, and they give me a lot of satisfaction. But I don't have money to buy. All what I have is dried dates, because you know dried dates lives for a year or two. You can keep them, you can store them, you have no problem. They don't go bad, they don't decay. So I go to the owner of the farm and I say, Akhi, I'd like to buy these ripe and fresh dates with my dried dates, because I need it and I feel like having it. Islam says it's okay. So this is an exception of the norm. Now, is there any conditions? Yes, there are few conditions. And one of these conditions is mentioned in the following hadith. Hadith number 266. So who will, yes.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam having given exemption of araya, transaction measuring less than 5 wasq or up to 5 wasq. The narrator Dawood is in doubt whether it was 5 or less than 5.
Okay, Jazakallah khair. So this is one of the conditions, that it should be less than 5 wasqs. And or wasq is measured by 60 sa'. So multiply 5 by 60, you get 300 sa'. You remember the sa' is equivalent to 4 mud. So it's approximately between 600 almost to 750 kilograms of dates. This is condition number one. 1 kilogram more, it makes it forbidden. It has to be less than that. The second condition, as scholars say, that it has to be immediate effect. So if I'm the owner of the farm and the man gives me the proposal and I say, okay, I'll give it to you for so much kilograms. And the guy goes, the transaction is invalid. It has to be, here is the dates, and I'll tell him, here is the palm tree. Take what you want. It cannot be separate. The transaction has to be hand in hand. Thirdly, they say that one of the conditions is that the man buying has to be in need. If a rich man comes and says, yes, I'd like to take this much of your fresh dates, this is not permissible. He has to be poor. He has to be in need for it. And not only that, he must not have cash, because if he has cash, he has to buy it in cash, because then the riba would not be a possibility. Dates by dates, they are one of the monies that has to be hand in hand, exactly same weight or size to same weight or size and same kind to same kind. And there are a number of other conditions as well, but this is what we have to try to understand and comprehend. Now, again, this was an exemption, was something that the Prophet permitted, alayhi salatu wasalam, because it had a lot of good for the one in need. I don't have money. One would say, okay, why doesn't he go and sell dry dates, get money, and then buy the ripe dates. Because this is difficult for poor people to sell such quantities of dates. And it's a permitted thing by the Prophet ﷺ. It's an exemption. It's something that is excluded from the norm. And that is why we take it. As this is the Sharia, the Prophet allowed it, we take it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we do not argue whether it falls under the general rules or not. The Sharia itself, the Sunnah itself, is the general rule and it overrules everything else. Now, scholars differed. Do we do the same for every kind of dried fruit and ripe fruit? Yani, can we do this with grapes and raisin? Can we do this with this and that? It's an issue of dispute. I believe personally, and I would recommend, and I would go in the side of the opinion that says it's only limited with dates. It is only limited with dates because this is what the population are in great need in Arabia and elsewhere where they grow dates. As for grapes and raisin, yani, it's not something that people live on. With dates, you can live on, you can use it as a fruit, you can use it as your main course. People live on it for ages. The Prophet ﷺ lived on it for how long? 2 months. Mother Aisha says, may Allah be pleased with her, that light would not be lit. That is, fire would not be lit in the houses of the Prophet ﷺ for 2 months. And Urwa ibn Zubair, her nephew, asked her, okay, for 2 months you did not cook. What was your food? She said, water and dates. So this is, yani, what I believe that should explain the issue of al-araya. Now we open the floor for questions.
I would like to some further elaborate on this hadith. The price of the dog is bad, the earning of the prostitute is bad, and the earning of the kapra is bad. Now I see that these are three different deeds, and the word used to describe them is the same, bad. Now, in the explanation that I just heard, apparently the earning of the kapra is bad, but it's not as bad as the other two. So my question is, if the deeds are the same, if the gravity of the deeds are different, then why is the word used to describe the deed the same? That is bad. Why are all these three described as bad, but the gravity differs? I mean, if the gravity differs, then there should be different words to describe the deeds. That's observation number one. And I have another important observation, but I'd like you to explain this over here, because I'm seeing a little bit of a disparity over here, and I'd really appreciate if you can help me clear this disparity.
Well, if you paid a little attention to the hadith which was before it, you would find that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the first two, which is the price of the dog and the fee of the prostitute, to be forbidden. So he clearly mentioned and described these two as forbidden. The hadith before it. In the following hadith, the Prophet ﷺ did not say it's forbidden. He said that it is bad, which might mean to be forbidden and which might be or mean to be not forbidden, but it's not good. As in the case with the onion and garlics, as we've mentioned, as in the case when people are spending not the best or even the average of their wealth in charity, but rather taking the least. See, when we hear that a country needs clothes, would you usually take from your cupboard, from your wardrobe, what clothes would you give for charity? Usually you would look at something that is 60 years old, something that is torn, something that you will never wear. So Allah tells you, no, you should spend from the best of what you have and not go to something that is bad. Bad here is not haram. And that is why I quoted this ayah, because in the Quran it says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ, the same word used in the hadith. So the earning of a prostitute is khabith, but not in the sense that it's bad only. It's bad and forbidden. How would we say that's forbidden? Because of the previous hadith that stated. As for the kapr, why don't we say that because it was with the two haram things, it should be haram as well? The answer would be because the Prophet himself, alayhi salam, performed cupping and he gave the man money, which means that his earning is halal, yet it is khabith in the sense that it is low, it is bad, it is not something that a person should look up for, but earning it is halal. Second question.
I've got a question regarding the rulings on dogs. Some people say that the reason why the dog is haram is that it was created from the saliva of shaitan. Is it true or is it just a misconception?
Jazakallah khairan. The brother's question is clear. Was the dog created from the saliva of Satan? This is something we do not have any evidence for. And originally speaking, do not go out of your way to look for why. So Allah tells us, intoxicants are haram. Why? Because they make you intoxicated. If I drink a little bit, why? It's haram. Gold is haram for men. Why? See, asking why would take you away from being submitting your will to Allah into submitting your will to your intellect and logic. And this is not the proper way of a Muslim. Now, your question is legitimate. We hear. What are we supposed to do when we hear something? We have to verify it through the Quran and the Sunnah. Is there anything that refers to this in the authentic Sunnah? The answer is no. Therefore, we do not approve of that. Then why are dogs haram? This is not my job. The Prophet told us that it is, then we refrain. We stop. We cannot say, because it is najis, because it is this, because... No. We just simply sit back and say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We adhere and we do exactly as we are told. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have until we meet next time. في أمان الله. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.